Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The debt ceiling agreement reached between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy cleared the House last night. It now heads to the Senate. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports.
The top Republican in the House was able to pass a bill that implements spending caps and work requirements and pulls back unspent pandemic-related funding. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took the bipartisan effort as a win.
Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us, I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
165 Democrats joined 149 Republicans in voting in favor of the bill, ensuring its passage. Now the measure will head to the Senate. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
71 House Republicans voted against the debt ceiling bill. Many argued it didn't do enough to rein in federal spending. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis takes his Republican presidential campaign to New Hampshire today. He'll be making stops in four cities, including Laconia and Manchester. This follows a two-day campaign swing in Iowa. Former Vice President Mike Pence will unveil his Republican presidential campaign next week in Iowa. Pence has been signaling his plans to run for the White House for several months. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to announce his Republican bid for the White House next week. NPR's Don Gagne says Christie is scheduled to do so in New Hampshire.
The Chris Christie for President campaign will officially begin with a town hall in New Hampshire on Tuesday. Expect Christie to run as a traditional conservative who will not be shy about criticizing former President Donald Trump. It'll be Christie's second run for the White House. In 2016, he dropped out of the race after a poor sixth-place finish in the New Hampshire primary. He then became an enthusiastic Donald Trump supporter. That changed after the January 6th insurrection. Since then, Christie has been a vocal Trump critic, saying the former president and his lies about a stolen election were to blame for the violence that day. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Japan's defense minister today in Tokyo, where he noted this week's incident over the South China Sea when a Chinese fighter jet flew close to a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft.
That's very concerning, and we would hope that they would alter their actions. But since they haven't yet, I'm concerned about at some point having an incident that could very, very quickly spiral out of control.
Austin stopped in Tokyo on his way to a security conference in Singapore. This is NPR News from Washington. Actor Danny Masterson has been found guilty on two counts of rape by a jury in Southern California. He faces 30 years to life in prison when he's sentenced. This was Masterson's second trial. Jurors in Los Angeles did not reach a verdict yesterday on a third count of rape involving the actor's former girlfriend. Masterson had starred in the TV series That 70s Show. Prosecutors alleged Masterson drugged and raped three women in his Hollywood Hills home between 2001 and 2003. His first trial ended with a deadlocked jury. The Atlantic hurricane season begins today. NPR's Rebecca Hersher says forecasters are expecting an average number of storms this year, though they could be more intense because of climate change.
Forecasters expect about half a dozen hurricanes this season, which runs from June 1st through the end of November. That's a relatively normal number. But climate change makes storms more dangerous because they're more likely to get big and powerful and to bring extreme amounts of rain. And rising sea levels make storm surge even more deadly. Michael Brennan is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
We've used some pretty strong language in previous years. We used words like unsurvivable.
As in, the storm surge will be unsurvivable. Forecasters and emergency officials say in light of the rising risks posed by storms, people should make plans now for how they would evacuate if a storm were to hit their area and prepare homes for flooding and wind. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.